All right, welcome to another show of the Jackie Kimian Show, and it's a delight to be with you today. And we're going to have an exciting discussion with someone who is really influential and a blessing to not only my life, but to a lot of people in this community. So I want to go ahead and introduce the CEO, and he's also a rapper, he's an artist, he's a creative, he's just a man on the move, Lamont Pop Nanton. How you doing, Lamont?
I'm good. Blessed. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on the show, man. And of course, that was a little bit of your music in the background here. And where was this at right here? Let me see. Let me play a little bit of this here.
Okay, that sounds like one of our concerts. That's a live recording right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the squad, baby. Ice squad.
Man, I feel you guys' energy, man.
Oh, man, yeah. We get real, real, like, just on fire every time we hit the stage, man. It just lights up. Lights man. Up. That's who we are. That's what we do.
Nice. Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about you, man. How did you get into the music industry and just the whole management, business, creativity aspect?
Right. Well, actually, it started at a very young age, actually. You know, I was one of those kids who kind of figured out what I wanted to do, like, almost immediately.
Okay.
You know, I think it was, I was like 13 years old.
Okay.
And, you know, I happened to be watching I remember like it was yesterday, I happened to be watching the Soul Train Music Awards
mm-hmm.
on TV. And I happened to see a man by the name of LL Cool J.
All right. Hit
the stage. And that was actually my first time actually being able to see a rapper live on stage.
Okay.
Because my house was really strict, you know. It's only certain things we could watch, but I think my mom was either asleep or not at home that day.
All right.
And I was just watching the BET Awards, Soul Train Music Awards. And so I saw LL do his thing, man, and it was just an immediate connection. And then I started digging into his music and started trying to figure out who he was. And that's when I started falling in love with hip hop. Actually, the first song I ever memorized that I can recite was I Need Love.
Okay. Yeah, that was
I Need
that,
Love.
Hey.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, man, I love that song,
man. Oh man, listen, that right there was my training ground right there.
That was
my first one. Yep.
When I'm alone in the room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
In the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
Telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a jam, man.
Yeah, I used to use that on girls too, man. That was pretty
good.
Strategic.
Oh, yeah. I used to wear the Kango, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had the whole gear, man. I was all in.
Yeah, that's the
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, LL, man, he was the man. You caught the bug, man. You caught the hip hop bug.
The bug, man. And
I remember the first time I caught the bug, man. It was probably, man, I think it was 80 something, man. My friend, he gave me he had a Walkman, right? And he put the Run DMC Hard Times.
They just come Hard out. Times.
Yeah. And he put that in. And I remember like it was yesterday. I grabbed those headphones.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that drum and those synthesizers
hit you.
I mean, I got just hit. It's right. Like it was like drugs. It was like
man,
that hip hop.
It was nothing like it, man. It was nothing like it, and it just was something that, you know, especially being from the inner city, it was something that we could just call our own and identify with. So it was powerful, man. Hip hop is still to this day one of the most powerful genres.
Absolutely, man.
In society.
Absolutely, and so tell me, man. So you caught the bug, and then. What happened? What was next?
Well, after that, you know, I kind of like, after I started, you know, spitting LL's rhymes and learning all his music, I got into other artists like Run DMC.
All right.
I got into Kool Moe Dee and all these other people like that. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of saying everybody else's rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to do my own.
You know what I mean?
And I kind of had a little experience because when in elementary school, I used to get into what they called the oratorical contest.
Okay.
Where you kind of recite a body of work, like a poem or some type of dialogue.
Okay.
You know, and so I did that and I used to win all the time.
Okay.
So I had the speaking ability and I had the courage to get on stage.
All right.
So I kind of just coupled that with poetry and writing, and then it just became natural. So and it was something I used to do and just to kind of show off.
Okay.
And I just became real popular in school and around the neighborhood with it, and everybody wanted to hear me rhyme. People wanted to battle me and lost every time. See, I just rhymed right there. They wasn't even thinking about it.
Okay.
See?
Right, right.
And they lost, man. And so I became, that became what I love to do. And then when I got a little older, I think I was in like the ninth grade or the eighth grade or something like that. And there was this show, at this time, particular time, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, because my parents split up and my mom moved to Jacksonville. And, you know, I decided that I wanted to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Jacksonville, never been there before. I'm a Miami boy. But, one thing I did connect with right away was hip hop.
Okay.
So they had a radio show. I think it was 92.7 The Beat. I don't know if they're still around, but they had a radio show called Battle of the Rappers.
Okay.
And it came on every evening around 7 or 8. And what happened is everybody used to call in and then they battle.
Okay.
Battle freestyle and everything like that. And then whoever won, everybody had to beat them the following week. All so right. It's like as long as you were the winner, you was the champ.
Okay.
You know, until somebody beat you. So I had a long run and nobody beat me. So much to where the radio station came out to my school and did a pep rally for my school just so that I could perform.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they had me come out and just rock the whole school, man. And everybody knew who I was because everybody listened to the show. So I knew it was this is what I wanted to do, man.
Nice, nice.
That's what I wanted to do.
So you like the freestyle, huh?
I mean, not so much as I used to, but I used to be heavy in it. But I like the spit, man. It's like it's something you don't really shake, you know. It's okay. Like riding a bike, man.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna put a beat on here.
Okay.
And just you know, if you want to spit something freestyle or something written, right. Just hey, have fun with it.
Okay. All right. Just gonna throw me in the water like that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Just have fun with it, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
God is good.
Yeah. See, my methods ain't traditional. Believe me, boy, that's pivotal. The harvest is so plentiful, but them workers, dog, they pitiful. We battling for our legacy. I want grandkids standing next to me with they pants up, bands up. Please don't kill them, hands up. Got CEOs, MVPs, young go-getters with LLC. Summa cum laude with 4 degrees. Boss for no bricks, hustle no trees. 401k to an IRA, eat off the bricks and... Hold on. Yeah. Hey. Buckle up and get ready, hope you got it on. Everybody know I gotta get it when it's on. I praise the Lord every chance that I get, cause back in the day, man, I never will forget. Kicked in the dough, waved the 4-4. A new man, I don't do that no more. Change, rearranged in my brain. Them people look at me like, Pop, you ain't the same. So I go all in, I spit from the dome. Do it once again. When I grab this mic, I'm going so hard. Ice squad all day, man. We give it to God every day. That's how we do it. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Give me another. Oh. Hey. Okay. I like that.
Hey, we take what is dark and we turn it into light.
Okay, here we go. Buckle up and get ready, hope you got your helmet on. Hold on to your chin strap, you about to get your mind blown. Devil tried to send me home, he had to leave me alone. Picked up my microphone, sold my chrome and I was gone. Life is crazy, man, something like a war zone. Full of lies, crying eyes and lots of broken homes. Oh yes, I'm in my zone, where real cats belong. Them boys who spit the truth for love was good and hate was wrong. Vibing, baby, I drive them haters crazy. Cause I ain't talking about dope or disrespecting ladies. But yet my flow is lethal, a man of the people. My life's a motion picture, and this is Pop the sequel. That means I'm born again, I got a clean slate. I got a second chance, I got a different fate. I'm eating better food, off a better plate. I got better skills, let me demonstrate. Hey.
A bit of cold here.
Okay.
Have fun with it.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm like a caged beast who never been released, but now the cage is open and it's time to feast. I'm ripping every beat like a satin sheet. This for whoever out there thinking the squad is weak. Please don't get it twisted, we just not explicit, but we could still bring it harder than a frozen biscuit. While y'all speaking deaf, we out here speaking life. You call your girl a B, I call my girl my wife. And I ain't gotta make a song about sexing her, cause that's between me and her when I'm laying next to her. Yeah, the rap game is twisted. Somebody tricked you. I think you missed it. P-O-double, yeah.
It's the last one right here. Let's see what you can do with this. Old school classic right here. Okay. Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep, hey. Okay. On the one. On the two. Let's go. Hey, hey. Okay. P-O-double. Add another P, that's me. Mentality of a real MC. Don't get the game twisted, bent or confused. I demolish any beat and I cannot lose. Get your MPC, get your Pro Tools 20. When I step up to the line and shoot, that's money. Minimal metaphors, I'm giving it to you raw. Like Pac, gon' hit him up, the realest you ever saw. I get straight to the point, this is bigger than rap. Lyrical rock, walla, insane off the chain. My pedigree is heavenly, came to heal pain. Set free, deliver, loose and let live. Yes. The things you came to take is what I came to give. Keep grinding till your bank account looks like your phone number. 180 on them and make them all wonder how you came to the end of the race. Clean face, didn't have to catch a case. Peace to many rich, put me up on game. Said your own city.